Na 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 na, come on. I'm trying to do the Rihanna song. Na na na, come on. Some like it bad, but I'm perfectly good at it. Sex in the air, I know, I like the words. Smell of it. She just likes the smell of sex. I just remember that bit.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but chains and whips excite me.
out of context Frenchie clip right there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But is it out of context? Because you know it was on today, guys.
What's that?
Super Bowl. Who was the halftime performance?
Rihanna,
come on.
Did you notice she had a bit of a baby bump?
Oh, bro, you could not notice.
Yeah.
She moved like she was in slow motion. She moved like a snowman, bro. Because she had like the most epic entrance ever, like on a floating platform. And then there was like other floating platforms, almost like stairs. You can almost jump to half above this, like not above the stadium, but at level with the top seats. It was insane.
Right.
But then when she's trying to dance, she's like holding her belly and being like, I'm an old woman.
It's a hard wank, isn't it?
No.
Nah, it's not.
And then she kept like a ski suit on the whole time.
Keep the baby warm.
I wrote to Meg, to the missus. I was like, yo, she's 10 months pregnant.
10?
Like, no, Meg's like, she's just had a kid. I'm like, well, she's about to have another one. She's like, ah, real mean. I'm like, I think she was pregnant. Yeah, exactly. But it was a secret. So if you're like,
fucking bad job hiding it.
Well, I'm saying, but if you're watching the show going, yo, she looks fucking pregnant, everyone's like, that's fucking mean. And then it comes out she's pregnant. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's her partner? I don't even know that.
ASAP Rocky.
There you go.
And he got her pregnant ASAP.
Oh. I hope their relationship doesn't get ASAP. I was going to say Rocky. That was the obvious joke.
No, I didn't see that coming, bro. I've had a few drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what do you mean their relationship doesn't get as soon as possible? So that'll be her second kid.
Frenchie's been drinking since 9 in the morning, was it?
It's a big one. Fortunately, the pub only opens at 10, so 10.
Oh, 10.
But they do like $20 buckets of Budweiser. So
I do love just like your day is drinking.
Yeah.
But then you have to... Once you stop, you're like, there's still more day.
It's too
much. Normally,
more
when you
day.
Stop drinking, you go to bed.
Day drinking's tough when you have to finish for a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have just kept going. What's in that coffee? A bit of an Irish coffee?
Nah, straight coffee. Nah. Well, as soon as the game finished, I realized I had the podcast. I'm like, and I couldn't even enjoy. I had 3 quarts of beer left. I'm like, But I didn't even think about it till that final whistle.
So I hope you guys feel really guilty because Frenchie was going to have a great day. Then you idiots wanted to listen to a podcast.
I have a better day with my two white-shirted friends. How you doing, Alex? Shit. How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, I'm good.
Great.
Is your mic on?
Yep. Yeah, it's on here.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, lad. Yeah. Now, you're going to be our prison guest for today, okay? Because last episode was so well received, we want to pretend we have a convict friend.
Uh-huh.
So what was it like in Silver Water?
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes. It's kind of...
Yeah, it's hard to... Yeah.
A bit of a sausage party.
Oh, what is the rule on changing your gender to go to prison? So let's say you're going to prison. Can you go to the female one?
No. Mm. Remember last week he said there was a transgender.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like, hasn't it changed now?
I think it would depend how you present as well.
If you're presenting like
a clear male, though, it might be like...
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Yeah, that is true.
So did you tune in for Rihanna's show at all, Tom?
No.
What? Usually people will be like, oh, I don't want to see the game. I'm tuning in for the show. Yeah, Australians,
Rihanna's,
I should say,
not really my jam.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I actually do.
That's probably the worst one you could have referenced.
Shut up and drive.
Yeah, you brought me back with the last one. I don't know. I thought about it, but then everyone said she looked fat, and I was like, no deal. Nah, just kidding.
I wasn't tuning in for how she looks. Like, she performed the songs beautifully, but she... When she was like trying to copy what the dancers were doing, she was like half hold her belly and be like just sort of head nods and
funny.
Stuff. And then sort of would like sort of potter. You know like how older parents potter down the stairs to the garden?
It's
kind of how she was doing it because she goes, oh, I don't want to. Oh, when you get old, you don't want to trip downstairs and break a hip. That's kind of how Rihanna performed.
Yeah, well, imagine if she fucking went down the stairs on her belly on live TV.
Completely agree.
The worst toboggan ever.
Completely.
Baby's body.
Completely agree, but I think that's your deep factor.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's the only way to save
maybe
that.
Maybe she's not pregnant and they deep faked the baby.
Seems unnecessary. I don't know what that's promoting.
I don't know either.
But yeah, Super Bowl was big. Another big day. Did you see KSI and Logan Paul are in Australia?
Yeah, I saw a clip on TikTok from they're with Karl Stefanovic, which is interesting. And then someone threw an egg at them.
No way. At Karl?
At all three of them, and it almost hit all three of them. It like hit the rail and kind of splattered a little bit.
Was it Michael Clark?
Yeah.
Good reference. No one here in this room is going to get that. A
couple of weeks late, maybe.
it's near enough. They had a fight, Alex. It's Australia's ex-test cricket captain. He's dating this Karl Stefanovic's girl's sister. Fuck yous all. Well, I hate having to explain to these cunts.
Alex has shaved his beard and he looks very youthful, so doesn't he?
He looks so good.
Yeah, he looks fresh.
He looks like he could be skateboarding in some sort of indie film.
Yeah.
About Bondi Dogtown.
Yeah, I was about to say Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah, but in like
Bondi.
Marrickville or something.
Yeah, Marrickville's of Dogtown.
Or he's like the ethnic from Bondi. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, you didn't need to say ethnic.
No, but I'm saying that's the whole plot is that, someone with a Greek Italian background has moved to Bondi. They're like, do we stomp him out? And he's like, no, I'm 70s? Good at skateboarding. Yeah, no, it's set in the 70s.
Bondi's rough.
Well, it's,
hey, get your skateboard out of here, olive oil.
But I'm saying, and then he's like, no, look how good I am at skateboarding, and I'm a chill dude. And they're like, oh, okay. Maybe they have something to add to Australia too. It's like a 70s period drama about coming of age, racism. It's got all the beats.
And it's going to be on SBS soon.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
I saw the crowd at the Today Show.
It was a big crowd.
It was fucking massive.
Because
it was KSI and Logan Paul were supposed to do a meetup in Perth at some random shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
In some fucking random suburb.
Yeah, right.
And then they had to move it because they're like, safety-wise, this is not a good idea. And so they moved it. And then in Sydney, they're like, okay, the meetup's going to be 7 a.m., Today Show.
That's in Martin Place? Is it that one?
I think they were
the one where you can see the cash cow at the window?
No, I think they were in over the bridge.
Over the bridge?
North.
Oh.
Like a
fucking Arncliffe
or something.
North Sydney
type vibe.
Right.
And then the crowd looked like thousands of people.
Mm.
And they'll go, so the video I saw, funny how videos lie to you guys. That's why you need to get multiple sources. Massive crowd, thousands of people going, we want Prime, we want Prime. I'm like, fuck, that drinks must be good.
Maybe they were talking about, you know how Seven changed its name in certain places. They wanted Prime Possum back.
They're talking about Optimus Prime,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, big Transformers fans.
That's what Prime. So they got egged.
I saw at least one egg.
Did they have a good comeback after they got egged?
Yeah, they go, the yolk's on you, you missed.
Do you remember Arnie's comeback, Alex?
No.
He got egged while he's a governor. And then he said, now you owe me some bacon.
That is good.
Bro, that's unstoppable.
So good.
He just got elected for another term. Based off that.
You can't beat him.
You're putting that on the signs. Yeah. You're putting that everywhere. Now you owe him some bacon, the governor.
Have you ever watched Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
It's like his doco when he was like younger, and it's all about just pumping iron. And he's like, when you get the pump, it feels like coming. And he just talks about coming for a bit.
Yeah, pain is just a body's weakness leaving the body in that exact voice.
Have you seen the video of him smoking stogies with his wife's father?
No. Oh,
that's a good one as well.
The maid's father.
No. Maid's.
He'd be dead. She was already like 90 years old. That Rihanna bod.
The dad bod. But yeah, she crushed the performance. It's like...
And the stage.
It does... It is an interesting, like, how much can you work when you're pregnant? Like you can work like right up to like 8.5 months, can't you? 9 months even. You can work until it comes out.
Can you?
I'm pretty sure. That's people crazy. Work until it comes
but
out.
Can't you, you can't fly at a certain stage.
Yeah. Well, you got to buy 2 seats. And you can't put your tray table down.
Remember when fucking Katy Perry did like the T20 World Cup and she was like 42 months pregnant? She was just huge.
I do not remember. Yeah. That's crazy yeah. that you remember. No, there's a T20 World Cup.
Yeah. She was big.
Well, it's you're not going to turn down a Super Bowl performance.
Oh, yeah. So much money. How much do they make? Do you know?
They made nothing.
What?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about Super Bowl performances.
You make nothing.
Artists get paid nothing. They get whatever production they want, whoever they want to fly in, like every production, backup dancers. But then what they make from the spotlight, from being in prime time, for having 15 minutes of their best songs with 100 million people watching, from streams, and if they announce a tour or an album, they get crazy money from the spot.
Right.
But they don't get like a flat fee.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is like, it's 100% worth it for them to do it. No, it's, I think it's a great way for them
for
to do
them,
it.
For them. Yeah. I guess it's for both, but it just seems weird, doesn't it?
Well, they didn't even used to do a halftime show. In the 90s, look this up for me, Alex, because I might be talking out my ass here, because I was reading an article last night about top 10 worst Super Bowl halftime shows.
Mm.
And in the 90s, there were like icecapades and shit. They would have kids playing soccer. Like, not like exactly that, but like they had like random
show.
They had like random events on, not like a performer. It's only like when Pepsi bought it that they started bringing in big acts for the halftime show. Now it's not even the Pepsi halftime show. It's someone else. Mm. It's, who was it? A Lint Energy or someone.
Was it? No. Lint Energy?
A Linter. That's who sponsors the Australian cricket team. It was.
Yeah, it's crazy though. Like, because it's. Imagine how much the commercials make then. So that's why they get charged so much. I heard that it's an average of $10,000 a ticket to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's fucking insane.
Definitely. Because it's always at a, it's at a random venue. So the venue's picked before the season. And then it's just the hard, most hardcore fans from every team.
Would you pay $10,000 to see anything?
Depends how much money you got, isn't it? It's all
How much you've got now? Would you, what would you pay $10,000 to see?
What I've got now?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's
you can
a good
take
question.
A loan. You know, you can get the money.
I don't think I could justify spending $10,000 now on anyone who's alive.
Okay.
Tupac comes back.
Hologram or like ventriloquist?
No, person.
Oh, so he's like, oh, he's tricking.
Yeah, he's like Jesus.
But he's old like, as fuck now. You're paying $10,000.
One show only.
Yeah, one for the history books, I guess.
Yeah, bro. Because think about that. Like, think about the street cred you'd get if you saw Tupac's only performance when he come back from the dead.
How would people know?
I'd tell them.
But on the street, I guess you'd just be telling people.
I'd wear a shirt, bro.
Yeah.
He'd probably throw his do-rag at me, I guess. I'd catch it. Cool. I'd wear that. I don't know.
I'd love if you started wearing do-rags more.
No, you wouldn't. You say that.
Prove me wrong.
But
I'd love to go to fucking Ulladulla on tour with you, and you're just at the local fish and chip shop wearing a red do-rag.
I did not have the street cred to do that.
You would look so funny. Oh god,
I would not last 1 week. That would actually be a good like competition. Who can go the longest wearing a do-rag?
It's probably good for your hair when you sleep. I feel like my girlfriend wears a do-rag. She wears something on her head.
Yeah, they do. Girls wear stuff on their head to help their, like if they got curls and shit. Like,
I don't know.
We're not allowed to wear do-rags, I assume. Probably, it's cultural appropriation. Yeah.
What if...
But like we can wear like beanies and stuff.
What if it's
not the same
beanie material that you tie into the shape of a do-rag?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that all right?
Yeah, you're trying to find the loophole. I'm happy not wearing it. I got hats.
I don't think we care if you're happy. We want you to wear a do-rag.
There's not enough mullet hats. You know, just, so you got a cap and then you just put hair off the back of it, taped to the back of the hat.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, why
I'd wear it forward to match my hair.
Like curtains. Alex, update.
Oh, wait, what was he doing?
On what?
You were checking Super Bowl.
You weren't very clear what the question was.
It was what was the performances in the 90s, whether it was actually musicians playing or whether, what was the halftime show in the 90s?
So there were usually dance performances or other performances, and then I think they had Michael Jackson as the halftime performance, and that kind of changed.
Is that when it started? What year was that?
That was whenever the kids were there, the kid dancers.
Oh, give me a sec to find that.
He'd do scout halls. He'd do anything back in the day.
Scout halls. Does the jamboree.
10,000. 1993. Is
there anything? Oh, okay. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was like on and off. What would you pay $10,000 for, guys?
Oh, fuck. Maybe like one of those gladiator style shows where they actually kill each other. like a throwback. You know when they send like a lion in and a man's got to fight a lion to death?
You'd pay, yeah.
I don't know.
But they're just
sounds
random.
Illegal.
I get it.
Risk money.
Sounds fun, but it's all just random dudes. I don't think I could justify spending that on a random, I don't know, fighting a lion.
Okay,
you need to build up the storyline. If there's been a few lion fights before and this guy Jericho has been like killing lions and then like they're like he's gonna verse the biggest lion, I'm like, oh, I want to see him live to defend.
I don't think it's already happening.
Yeah, I know, but
no, I'm talking you in a do-rag versus like a bear. But you've got a gun.
Cocaine Bear?
Yeah.
You seen that movie coming out?
I got invited to the premiere.
Are you going?
No, I think I'm on tour with you.
Oh, fuck. We'll go watch it on tour then. Because it's based on a true story.
So I didn't actually watch the trailer. What's it about?
It's based on a true story. Essentially, I don't know how it happens, but a bear gets into heaps of cocaine. It eats like a fucking kilo of cocaine or some shit. Is that how much it is?
Yeah, some kind of a helicopter smuggling it or plane.
Yeah, they're dropping cocaine in a certain forest and then they're like got to locate them and pick them up or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't smuggle coke that often. And then the bear gets into it and so it's just this coked up bear looking a fucking, you know.
Sounds like a metaphor for like a night out. I don't know. The coke bear. It's like a werewolf, but it's the coke bear, you know? He comes out after midnight.
Big hairy gay.
Yeah, big hairy gay guy just rummaging.
Well, apparently it's this...
He's sniffing for the honey.
Well, what it could be is like, you know how they started the Avengers franchise with Iron Man?
Okay.
So cocaine bears, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Then they might get Weed Eagle.
Oh, it's just walking.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be drugged up animals is forming the next Avengers.
Yeah, I like that. Like fucking heroin crocodile.
Heroin crocodile, LSD mouse.
Yeah.
Not that helpful to the team.
Oh, I wish we were in that era where we could just test on animals.
Oh, definitely.
Don't you miss those days?
Ketamine shark. They've got the ketamine
shark.
You think it'd be the horse? No, the shark.
Oh, man. Ice polar bear? How ironic.
Oh, well, ice polar bear would actually probably be the villain.
Yeah.
Because you'd need the coke bear gabbering. Teamed up with the fucking weed eagle and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All the downers would be teamed up against the uppers.
Downers versus uppers.
Yeah. MDMA magpie just be fucking pecking eyes out.
Well, you'd have to back the uppers, wouldn't you?
Having mad D&Ms.
I don't know what a magpie sounds like.
It's one of those hard ones because if you read an article going, oh, some person in Alabama has given meth to a seagull, you're laughing.
Oh, so hard.
Think about it, like, yeah, I guess it's animal cruelty, but also...
Imagine how small its dick would be. Because I've gone to the toilet on MDMA and my dick was invisible.
Well, I said meth, but yeah.
Oh, meth, damn it. I haven't done meth.
That's what I was like.
Disclaimer.
I was like, it's already lost its teeth, bro.
Pretty sure my cousin did it in Vietnam or something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that.
Wild.
It's so funny.
He was trying to get out of the war, so there was good reason behind it.
But yeah, so it would be like, rather test drugs on animals than makeup.
Yeah.
If you're allowed to test fucking blush on a pig, you might as well be able to give it a shot.
I had a joke I tried a few times. I can't remember the setup, but it was basically like, don't you guys miss when you used to be able to... No, when they stopped testing makeup on animals, that was a sad day for necrophiliacs or something. Like, you can't fuck a pig with blush anymore or something. Like a hot makeup pig.
Because they're all ugly, yeah.
I can't remember how it went. It never worked.
It's weird. It's kind of, it's almost there.
It's almost there. I get it. Yeah. As soon as you say necrophiliac, you're losing a lot of the room. It's not even the right word. Bestiality. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah.
Unless it was a dead pig.
Yeah. Okay.
That's another joke. Yeah. Dead pig.
That's another joke. How many fucking do you have?
I was joking.
Is there a different word for dead?
We don't want a different word for dead. We want a different word for bestiality. Animal lover.
Bestiality. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll brainstorm it. But yeah, Cocaine Bear. So we should watch that on tour.
Mm. Yeah, I'm down.
Why not? Alex?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So
I'm excited
which ones are you coming to?
I think I'm in this weekend and then maybe some after. I
don't Sick. Know.
But hopefully Alex will be on most of the tour with us as the TM.
Yeah, I'm TM. Super excited. But I just kind of wanted to run a few questions by you that were in the employment contract.
Yeah, good idea.
There were a few strange questions. So it started off pretty normal, asking for my name, address.
This to be tour manager?
BSB. Yep.
Okay.
What is your BSB?
And then you ask for waist and bust size.
Yes. Why do you need that?
Yes, so I can buy him clothes. You can wear the official tour outfit.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Bust. Wow.
Then it asks, do you have any issues using deadly force on an overzealous fan?
That's a rogue one.
No, it's not. It's not. You don't know what's... You want to know what sort of force you're capable of. Have you seen Cocaine Bear? Okay. We've got cocaine fans, okay? Some of them do not stop. Some of them do not stop. Remember I reshared the video of that fan choking you. We're like, your throat goes here. Yeah, that's just nothing compared Standard. To what we get on the tour.
Someone tries to suck our dick almost every meet and greet. And it's always a drunk dude.
It's always. Always. I'm like, we need a look at what we're posting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just what else is on there? Believe it.
So then it goes into some multiple choice questions.
I sent you multiple choice questions for the role.
This is for every staff member, I believe.
For the role, yes. This. It's just a generic employment contract. I think these are pretty common.
Yeah, it says, what words can Frenchie pronounce?
Okay.
A, mirror.
Mirror.
B, pyramid.
Pyramid.
C, my round. D, miracle.
Okay.
Which ones can you pronounce?
Oh, so you had to fill that in.
Yeah.
What did you select?
Yeah, what did you select?
I said none of the above.
Major own category.
Correct. Well done. Wow. You answered that one.
This is thorough. I like this. This is the new professional Frenchie.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like a kind of like, you. I want him to have a look at the question and look at himself in the mirror. It's like a work pyramid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My round. Forgot the last one, but that's okay.
Pretty good.
The next question was, when you watched The Wizard of Oz, were you attracted to A, the Tin Man, B, the Lion, C, Dorothy, or D, the Scarecrow?
I did send that to you. And what was your answer?
I said D, the Scarecrow.
That's the correct answer.
I feel like you're fishing for that one, right? And the final question was a scenario. Frenchie is down bad at the pokies and asks if you can lend him some money. Do you A, lend him the money, B, tell him he's had enough, or C, tell him not to be a quitter and delve into his super?
D, he doesn't have super, so lend him the money.
That was what's on Frenchie's employment form.
That
was. Oh, damn it, wrong one. That's better. I like that one.
That was, if you want to get a job at Frenchie Enterprises, that's the form you will get. Do not remember sending it, but I know I did.
You must
I know I created it. Yeah, yeah. I know I created
Maybe after
it.
A few beers or something.
Ah, yeah, send it. 11 a.m. this morning.
Oh, what's in the news this week? Have we got any news?
Did you do anything on the weekend, man?
I was in Canberra, bro. In the capital. Wow. The bush capital, brother.
Wow, you have such an exciting life.
Yeah, man. I went around Floriard, picked some flowers, smelled them, stopped to smell the roses.
That's sick, bro.
Thanks, bro. Went over to the National Museum, had a look. Went to the gallery, saw some paintings.
Mm. And that was Canberra, guys.
Pretty much.
Yeah, what a boring fucking place. Yeah. Great people.
Very relaxing.
Boring place.
Nice air, because there's no one there. The nice air is crisp. Wow.
You don't get enough. I'll tell you what I'm missing out on. What's secondhand that? Smoking.
Mm.
I've not been able to do that well in ages, I think. You yeah. still get a good hit in the beer gardens, but it's just not enough. You used to get it in the cafe. You used to get it walking in the train station. You
used to get it from your mum's hugs.
Oh, you used to get it. Yeah, your mum's hugs. Used to get it from any car you got in.
When your grandma sent you a book and it smelled like Winnie Blues.
Oh, those were the days, mate.
Mm.
Yeah, now it smells like a fucking blueberry every time you enter this smoking area.
Yeah, vape town.
Vape town. Vape Nation.
What did you do on the weekend, Frenchie?
John's Vape Nation.
A V. I don't know what you're doing. That's scissoring.
I don't even know, man. Play cricket. Oh, bro. It's hard because I know cricket stories are interesting for me. But I think I'm going to lose you if I tell you it, so we probably should move on. Also. Okay. Let me set the scene. Wuhan Bats, our cricket team, scored 126, not many runs.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't know.
They're chasing it. They're going good. Last over comes around. They need 4 runs to win. It's not many runs. Who steps up to bowl? Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. Bowls a ball. 2 runs they score off it. Now they only need 2 to win. 4 balls, because we do 5 ball overs in LMS. What's the Scarecrow going to do? Dot. Wicket. Run out. Bye for 1 run. So it's a draw.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Keeper missed the throwdown.
I was hoping for some kind of Scarecrow. What did he... Well, was he missing?
We're going to win. The keeper missed the throwdown.
But
so.
Was he missing a brain?
Yeah.
Or courage? No, that was the line.
Scarecrow was...
No, brain. I think he was a dumbass.
I thought Tin Man's missing the brain.
He's missing the heart.
Yeah,
no,
lines,
Tin Man was missing
lines,
joints,
missing
bro. You see the way he walked?
Yeah.
He was missing coordination. He had multiple sclerosis, bro. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Seriously. So what was Scarecrow missing then? Brain.
I think so.
Yeah, well, I still didn't get brain off. Yeah, get brain. That brain.
Ew.
Off a draw. But yeah, I've just played cricket. That's all
yeah,
I did.
Nice. Yeah. Tie. That's underwhelming.
Yeah, it was. It's a draw. But,
draw.
No, it is a tie. It means the same thing. Mm. But I hadn't had one before, so I was kind of like...
A bit different.
Yeah, we're a bit hard. And then we watched the fight.
A fight? Oh.
Shalaba boy. Volkanovski. Rob, mate. Rob.
UFC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over in Perth, the fans were fucking insane. Did you hear them?
No.
Right. It's cultural. That's why I watched. I went to the pub. Culturally watched an Australian just lose. We say the greatest robbery since Shannon Noel.
Mm. He used to rob banks. Back in the day.
Now he just robs your sister's virginity.
Oh, my God. It is funny to think about that girls of Shaq, Shannon Noel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we could be at a party one day and just be like, I rooted Shannon back in the day.
Wasn't he always married, probably?
Not always. You don't know. You're not born married, bro. But I'm saying, like, last year of high school, someone rooted Shannon Noel.
Oh, probably.
That's great. Great to think about. He had his little flavor saver.
Oh, yuck.
Move on. Tell me a news story, Alex.
Okay. In the news this week, we had Aussie porn star hospitalized after sex scene mishap.
Ooh. What is a sex scene mishap? What could have happened, Frenchie? Oh. Top 3 things that could have happened. Number 3.
You fall asleep and never wake up because you're so bored.
Number 2.
What's sexy mishap? You're doing missionary and you end up thinking you're an actual missionary and go and spread the word of God. And then they beat you because they're all heathens.
Oh my gosh.
They beat you to death.
Peaked early, number 1.
Similar answer. You're doing doggy style. You believe you're actually a dog, and you start attacking everyone on set, and they have to put you down.
Yeah. Was it one of those options, Alex?
Yeah. What was it? Okay. What do you, before looking, what do you think the mishap was?
Oh no. Are you going to give me a countdown?
Oh, you want a countdown? Okay.
I
three.
I thought I was three. You're into it. She says, give me more, and you transfer your life savings and super to her.
Oh, and she gets arrested for fraud. Okay, two.
She says, choke me, daddy, and you go to Alabama and choke her daddy.
One.
She says, go deeper, and you tell her about the time you were at the carnival, went into the clown's staff room, funny. And get molested.
That's so funny. I was thinking, like, realistically, possibly he accidentally had chili hands or chili dick.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, see?
It burns. Like, if you just chop chilies.
Just chop chilies.
And go to the toilet and hold your dick, burns.
Because if he's a male porn star, he can't remember to wash his hands every time he has sex. He's doing it all the time.
And he needs two hands for that thing.
Mm.
He can't use two fingers like the rest of us.
Another one could accidentally sneeze on her. And she gets eyeball. She's blind. Or cum in her eyeball, blind.
And you don't know, it could become or snot.
Oh, definitely.
Similar.
So there's a lot of mishaps that could happen. What was it? One of those ones?
No. So it was Aussie porn star Angela White. After the sex shoot, she flew back to Australia and complained about stomach pains. And then went to the doctor, which revealed that... that her appendix had burst.
Oh, from the penis?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. What? Is that really... That's deep.
Yeah.
Or is he just getting the mad angle on it?
The old egg beater, isn't it?
The egg beater, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking...
Just got a mad angle.
Yellows get broken. I don't know. I was still on eggs.
Did he feel it burst? Did some thing... Did some goo come out?
No, apparently not.
What color is the appendix?
Purple.
Like on Operation.
Purple.
Purple. Fucking hell. He got up into that purple.
It's past the pink.
That's because she's probably had a lot of huge dongs too.
I do think that sometimes when I see like giant cocks in porn, it's like that's got to end somewhere.
At some point.
Like you look.
Like yeah.
That's coming back out at a certain point. You're tasting it.
They've cleared the room. They clear the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's really the first time every dick, I think, makes another inch. Do you know what I mean? So at some point, it doesn't go back down. The dicks just keep clearing room. You know, like, I guess, okay, it's probably more like shoveling snow off the path.
Hmm.
So you start pushing it and it's like, this is hard. This is hard. And then as soon as you do like a meter, that meter's already pushed. Like a little bit more snow will come on it, but you can push that new stuff off easy because the path remembers where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
And then someone with a snow plow comes over the top.
Yeah.
And they get to the house.
They get to the house.
Yeah.
Crazy that was the one that did it because out of all the dicks she's had, she's probably like, yeah, it should have burst by now.
I didn't even know that was a thing. What else can it puncture? Everything? Appendix, fucking liver, heart.
Well, what did it have on the end of it? Was there like a weapon on the end of it?
That was a great dinner.
So great. Wait, where'd you park the car?
Oh, the one I just sold at Carvana.
What? When did you do that?
When you were still looking at the menu. I went on Carvana.com and all I had to do was enter the license plate or VIN, answer a few questions, and got a real offer in seconds.
They picked up the car already?
No, I parked around the corner. But they are picking it up tomorrow and paying me right on the spot.
Oh, no wonder you picked up the check.
Yeah, about that. Thought we were going halvesies.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.
Yeah, I think so.
A little bombie knocker.
A little bayonet.
Bayonet.
Wow. That must be painful.
Yeah, it's one of those ones like, did you ever have a mate who was like, oh, bro, my missus was fucking so sore after I rooted her last night?
Maybe.
And I believe, I remember him saying, it's like, oh, she's fucking cramming, I fucking got so deep, blah, blah, blah.
Was it Kyle Legacy?
And I believe him.
Yeah.
But also, the amount of shit he copped for having a big dick, he'd never said it again. Everyone's like, oh, you fucking loser. Oh, yeah, that's my missus funny. Got sore from my sex. Everyone just gave it to him.
I love that.
You can't
brag.
Well, I'm a gentle soul. I don't want to. I purposely don't make my dick go as big as it could because I don't want to hurt him.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could. I could smack an appendix. I could beat it up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, I could.
I could dig it out.
I could tickle a flap.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. I could hit a lung if I want, mate.
Yeah.
Pick a rib, I'll hit it.
I could.
Four floating rib. Not anymore. Jam it up into the other ones.
I could penetrate.
Could hit the 11th rib, 10th.
I could get just the helmet in.
Okay, we're on different levels here. We're on different levels. Both lying. We're both lying. Yours is just a sadder lie than what I'm doing right now.
All right, what else we got?
We have
massive domes.
Yeah.
But wait. So burst appendix, she just went to hospital, got it.
Yep. And
wasn't it a white male porn star too?
Yeah, it was Kieran Lee.
Crazy.
Mm.
Is that your favorite, Alex?
Whose penis is insured for over £1 million.
Is that like when you get a vape and it says 10,000 puffs? £1 million? Yeah.
That's so clever. That's good. Give it to him.
Yeah, and then it ends with apparently she got her own back the next time they had a sex scene, and the white got lockjaw and accidentally bit Kieran Lee.
That was on purpose, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
This guy's got a massive cock.
Also, yeah,
lockjaw.
His dick's so big, it's
she's fucking got
digging out an appendix. I'm not going to suck it.
No, she's got to fucking dislocate that thing like a snake eating a possum.
Yeah, you know? 100%. And he's white. That's crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
We've come a long way.
Yeah. Is he your favorite?
I don't think I have a favorite. They usually, you try to omit them as much as you can.
Well, what's interesting is all the Gen Z's new porn stars coming through. Like, I say coming through, but like, all the old guard's gone. Like, the porn stars, I guess, us old asses grew up on.
Their fucking appendix are gone, dude.
Well, Ron Jeremy has fucking syphilis and he's a rapey McSyphilis guy now.
Yeesh.
He's like, scat.
It's crazy but that like, he was ever a porn star. He looks like fucking Super Mario.
Yeah, I think that way about a lot of the dudes, though.
Yeah, true.
But where's the girls coming through? There's just this new gen is just taking over.
Who are they?
Like Riley Reid, Lena the Plug, Angela White, all those ones. A lot of TikTok porn stars, but they don't pretend they are on TikTok because they get banned.
Right.
Twitter. They're on all the socials, mate.
Gotcha.
I've heard. I don't look them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, bro.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Nasty.
Yuck.
Ew.
Ew. I did missionary, now I'm a missionary. Praise Jesus.
Ew. I don't know. I was trying to praise Jesus, but it got weird. All right, what's the next story?
Twisties are introducing a controversial new flavor, Twisted Raspberry.
That sounds fucking disgusting. I don't see how that could be good.
No.
What were they thinking at the fucking Twisty Factory? You're going to say, that sounds yummy.
No, it's like a thing brands do for like...
Oh, is it April Fool's or something? No, it's not.
No, it's like free marketing. It's like fucking Coke do it all the time. They introduce some cooked ass flavor and everyone's like, what? I don't want an egg Coke or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like soy sauce idea. And Coke. And then they're like, oh, now it's back to the original. Everyone's like, yes, love that. But everyone's talking about
yeah, you would try twisties. It, wouldn't you?
You'd try a raspberry twisty. You'd see it there.
What do you reckon? What's the next flavor they should
They're not going to make that many of them. Literally, what are they? How hard is they? Put some red food dye in it, which have a taste.
Yeah, it's not going to taste good.
No.
I can visualize the taste. No good.
It's. I think all the good tastes and snacks have already been invented.
I agree.
When was the last good one that came through? Newbie. Broke through like porn stars.
Vegemite shapes weren't the worst. I think it was like cheese and Vegemite shapes or something. They were all right.
There we go.
Hot dog? Was that a flavor? Hot dog!
No, he was the host of Big Brother Up Late.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what that is, Big Brother Up Late?
No.
Oh, because you were the host. He looks like hot dogs.
No, who the really. Fuck's hot dogs?
Yeah, he was like he was from a the original
from Bondi.
He was one of the original Big Brother cast, and there was this fucking weird quiz show. Did you have to call in up late with hot dogs? I think you called in to guess like how many colors are on the screen.
Yeah,
it was like shit like that.
Yeah, it was like those games that are like so obvious to guess.
He just cut up a picture.
You do kind of look like
what
him.
The fuck? That's is that? Racist,
you, him bro. Cross with Pete Murray is you, bro. And the games would be like, oh, fill in the blank, and it'd be T something R T L E. It's an animal that's got a shell. Ring up.
Yeah.
And then you'd ring up, and it's like $137 a minute.
Yeah. And your dad would be like, did you call that hot dogs cunt again? You'd be like, no, dad.
How are you enjoying maths, by the way, Tom?
Yeah, it's good.
So did we talked about the first episode?
I don't know if we did.
Because we had the hammo in, so I guess we did.
Yeah, so for those who haven't seen it on my Instagram or anything like that, Tonya, my fiance,
hey y'all.
Her best friend is a fucking bride on Married at First Sight.
An actual best friend.
Yeah.
Like, Tonya was the maid of honor, was she?
Yeah. So, Tonya had to do a speech, didn't put it in. Don't know what she said. Never know. She could have been like, it's good to see someone finally finding someone who doesn't have a fucking tiny cock. She could have said that. I will never know.
I hope you break her appendix.
Yeah. She could have just done hate speech. I'm not sure. I could have proposed to a psycho.
You wrote it for her. You wrote it in a Chinese accent.
But anyway, so originally, Tani was going to invite me to the wedding. She did invite me, actually. And I was like, this is going to be fun. See how the fucking behind the scenes of Married at First Sight goes. And I'd already pre-ordered a tie with Frenchie's face all over it. It got delivered and then got taken to the post office. And then I got told that I will not be attending because I'm too well known. And they want it to look authentic.
That's not authentic.
Not authentic. And then I didn't pick up the tie from the post office and then it got returned to sender because I was so upset. So now I don't have a Frenchie tie.
That's
Channel 9's fault.
That's the double L. But they could have just edited you out. You're not doing a speech. You're just there.
Yeah, I would have done a speech. Like Michael Scott. Like I would have brought the roses, started being Flower Girl for some reason.
You would have been the one causing all the mischief.
Yeah.
Oh, just so you know, Tani.
I was fucking him before he came
in. He was messaging all the girls in my DMs. Yeah,
he was with me the night of.
Look at this screenshot I have of him saying, oh.
My God, you're so
you're like
hot,
a cocaine
Tom.
Bear. You never stop.
But yeah, it's been funny because that was ages ago for us, like Tonya going off to film because it's so delayed. And I'm like, I shouldn't talk about it because Tonya will get in trouble because you have to sign all this shit. I didn't sign anything though.
Yeah. It's hard because they say this, but also they talking about it gives it more press and more people want to watch it, even if you're roasting it, which it's insane that Married at First Sight wouldn't. How many followers do you have on Instagram?
Not that many.
Like 10K, 20K?
I think they said that, but they were really worried about me just being a menace.
Like you are more recognizable than everyone who's ever been on Mass. I completely agree with that.
I reckon they were just probably Googled my name and saw all the cameo pranks.
Oh, true.
And they were like, this guy's just going to do something.
Oh, it's the cameo guy. Yeah.
He's going to bring Beverly Mitchell to sue us.
He's going to bring the full crew. You're rocking out with Elliot and Kenny. You're going to do the ice thing.
Frenchie's hidden in a briefcase.
I was going to get married on Maths. Then I got high. Then I smoked glass. Sorry.
Really cool parody songs. I'd be the wedding singer for some reason. Do you want to do a clip for TikTok where we pretend we know stuff about maths and just make shit up?
Yeah. Well, did you know actually when they film maths, they all rack cocaine? That's actually true, to be honest.
All right, we'll try again.
You start off. Right. I don't know the exact vibe yet.
They say that like all the maths cast are real, But if you scratch a little under the surface, reptile skin.
Okay, they're all lizard people. No, we've got to keep it straight,
mate. Yeah, yeah, you got to make it real.
Guys,
make,
if you see this clip pop
on TikTok,
up,
say, I thought that or something.
Yeah, I've heard that too. You got to say, go buy in with it. Okay.
What's I'm going to start laughing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to think of some real shit people say about reality shows, but just like up it a little bit. Dude, there's that chick on Married at First Sight. One of the blonde ones. What's her name? Fucking no, she's got black hair. Her name's Bronte, I think.
I was gonna out a specific person. That was a real person.
Is that a real person?
Okay, right, start again.
Okay,
dude. Like, there's all this drama on Maths. They're always like, oh, this person's cheated on this person before they came in the house. They're in a relationship. Bronte, the girl with darker hair and the crazy eyes. She was actually fucking my uncle before she went.
That's good. Okay, well, that's a good one. Okay, I've got it now. We're going to do 2 to 3 rumors each, and then we're going to put it on TikTok. Okay.
Do you want to look up some cast names so French can back it?
I've got a friend who works in the production. You know, they give them hotel room cards of each of the other persons in case they want to sneak in and try to hook up the other partner.
I did hear that.
That's crazy, eh?
Yeah, and it's crazy because they say like, oh, all these people are looking for love, when I know for a fact that at least 3 of those women are prostitutes.
Stop breaking. You can do it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, okay. We're back. Okay.
Mm.
Well, they scout. Half the people on Maths actually apply.
No.
The other half get scouted from soup kitchens. They're fucking over.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, it's really hard.
We can do it.
All right, let me bring it in.
Yes.
There's been a lot of drama on this Married at First Sight's most recent season. Like, some shit's just coming out of the woodwork that's really got people going nuts. Like, I saw an article in the Daily Mail.
That was my fault.
It's really funny.
We got the giggles now, guys.
Oh,
it's
love
good that
if we
get the giggles without a Chinese accent.
We've still got it.
It's the first laugh we've had.
Maybe we could throw in.
Okay. We're serious. Yes. Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight has been in the press a lot lately. This most recent season is crazy. Like, the drama's insane. Like, one of the guys they just spotted at a gay bar on Oxford Street, and he had the nickname Trough Boy.
Did you say Trough Boy? That's such a good one too. Oh,
I'll say his name because he's a fuckhead on the show. I'll say his name.
Okay.
Do I have to do the intro again? Do you reckon it'll help?
No, do the intro again.
Okay. The most recent season of Married at First Sight has like the most drama out of any of the seasons. Like, there's all these rumors coming out. Like, this one guy, Harrison, he's in hot water, literally, because there was photos of him in a urinal on Oxford Street.
Fuck. Okay, cut in from there.
Yeah. And he's known around town.
We gotta get it done.
It's such a funny idea. And this Harrison bloke's known around town as Trough Boy, because he will lie in the trough and just let the dudes of Oxford Street just golden shower him, dude. There's like photos. I saw it on the Daily Mail. No shit. You can look it up. Type in Trough Boy 2023.
No way.
Yeah, it was trending.
That's crazy. I heard one of the girls was an escort.
Yep.
I've heard that. 1 to 2. I'm not sure exactly which ones. I don't watch the show, but that makes sense.
I heard they get most of them from escort websites. Like, they just go there. They don't really cast for very long. I think like 5.
Used to be actors and actresses, but now people are scouring like acting sites for, oh, who's on this season?
And now
they're trying to get more. Well, one of the contestants is actually, she's Mexican. And
what?
She's just putting on an Australian accent.
Yeah, I did hear that. It was Bronte, wasn't it? Just keep outing single people. Okay, and I'm going to fucking run into her at a party.
Who was some other characters?
Yeah, well, who have we got? I'll tell you the ones who seem mean, so we'll feel less bad.
I'd rather do the nice ones. Dutani. I think it's funny. Yeah, Dutani.
Tony's friend.
Well, apparently... Apparently Tani ate so much nachos on the wedding night that she shut the...
Yeah. Okay. I got a friend who works at Four Seasons, and they had one of the honeymoons there.
Everyone's listening. It's starting to get frustrated. Yeah, finish it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a mate who works as a cleaner at one of the Four Seasons. I think he's maybe works in management and knows the cleaners. Anyway, he said one of the Married at First Sight couples, they had their honeymoon there, and like he doesn't know if one of them got food poisoning, but those sheets were brown. Like they had to burn them. They were like, this is fucked.
Oh, shat the bed.
Yeah, and Channel 9 had to fucking cough up all this money because it was like dripped all over the carpet and shit.
Wow. Yeah,
so I don't know if it was like a scat thing or like a, you know,
like food poisoning. Wow. So someone from Married at First Sight shat the bed.
Yeah, and they could tell they'd laid in it.
Wedding
for some
night
time.
Or like a night out?
Honeymoon.
Fuck.
And like there was the impressions of their bodies like in the shit. So they were lying in it for some time.
Well, you know how most of the honeymoons were in Australia?
Yep.
Because a lot of them don't have passports. Because of criminal charges.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, they were in crypto scams. One was in a crypto scam. Another one killed a horse.
What?
Hectic.
Dude.
With a car. Okay, that's enough.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's so silly.
I love that. That should be a new segment, like fake news, Tom and Frenchie's fake news.
What are some other shows in Australian TV?
I think there's
the
an Australian Survivor coming out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Australian Idol's out at the moment?
Oh, Australian Idol.
Okay, the judges are Harry Connick Jr., Amy Shark.
Kyle Sandilands. And fucking...
Okay, we'll just do one for each of them.
About them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're not going to know the contestants.
We could... Yeah, I'm trying to think of like how to make up.
Well, Amy Shark actually used to be deaf until she was 12. And then, she got hit by lightning, got the ability to hear, could sing as well.
Is that why she changed her name to Amy Shark? Because sharks have pretty good hearing?
No. Oh. She just likes fins. Okay, that was Amy Sharks.
Okay.
Yep.
I used to work on the Kyle and Jackie O show and I was watching Australian Idol and it just reminded me of what Kyle used to have for breakfast. He'd come in and be like, milkshake me. Mm. And he'd drink like, I think it was like a 2-liter milkshake. Then he'd eat like fucking 2 dozen Krispy Kremes. And that was before 6 a.m. before he started. And then throughout the show, every ad break, he'd smash like one of those king size sausage rolls almost in one bite.
Wow.
And then he'd say, chalky milk, daddy. And some.
That's quite the diet. Well, Harry Connick Jr. is on this season of Australian Idol.
Mm.
And you know how he kind of was everywhere for a while on all the shows? He was on Ally McBeal. He was on.
He was a big crooner.
And A-lister. Then he fell off for a while. Yeah. What happened was he was going for the role that Brad Pitt got in Fight Club.
Oh, right. Yeah. He would have been great in that role.
100%. But what happened was he was sort of method acting for the audition, got in deep in a fight club in Los Angeles. Whoa. 8 years later, finally stopped fighting. You know what I mean? Just couldn't stop for a while, just kept fighting.
That's why he looks like that.
Mm.
Yeah, bloated.
Mm. It's believable.
Yeah, that's believable. I like that. Who's the other one? Megan Trainor. What was her hit song?
All about that bass.
It's cool that Meghan Trainor is one of the hosts on Australian Idol because before that, like she got her name because she used to be a personal trainer, but like her gimmick was she would sing.
Oh.
And then she was personal training fucking Simon Cowell.
Oh.
And he goes, you know what? If you swap positions with me for a little bit, get on some of these weights, you could be a really good singer.
Wow. So she was singing while... working out Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that's how she got discovered.
So she'd be like, 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
Ups. Wow.
I'm all about them squats.
Wow.
Yeah, that's her origin story.
That's awesome. Man, you can make it anyway.
That one's believable too. It's
so fucking okay, stupid.
We'll keep an eye
I like
for
that
those.
Segment. It I makes think, me fucking laugh.
That's hilarious. Eventually we'll make up some, we should just make up some rumors about ourselves.
Oh yeah. Do you want to have a go?
Well, when I was in high school, actually first time I had sex, year 7, I was with my English teacher, Miss McGrady.
Yep.
Burst her appendix.
What? How?
I just got too deep.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I once tried to measure my dick, but you know, rulers only go to 30 centimeters. And Miss McGrady's like, she tried to get the meter ruler out and then she saw it. She's like, oh, just measure it up me.
Yeah,
and then
wow.
She put a line on her like chest where she felt it. And it was about
like a
sternum,
standard drink kind
about
of line.
Sternum, yeah.
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 Wow. That's
so
amazing.
If you ever see a girl with like a line, I think like line in their sternum, that's probably a dick measurement. That's why girls get like their sternum tattooed. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's where the dick ends.
When, it's like he was this big when, yeah. That's believable. That is believable.
You took it so seriously too. The fact that everyone's just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, make up one rumor about you and we'll see how it goes on TikTok.
I was born with a condition.
No, I'll do it properly. Okay.
I was born with a condition where the medical name's weird, but the like the nickname is Lollipop Head, and my head was this big as a child.
Lollipop Head. Imagine the doctor said, I'm sorry, your son's got Lollipop Head. Okay, I can do it.
Okay.
If not, I'll just put you as the screen. I won't do it into the mic.
Okay. Never really talked about this, but when I was born, I had this condition. It has like a really complicated medical name. Sorry, I got a hair in my mouth. But yeah, the nickname for it, the doctors call it Lollipop Head. So I was born with this size head on a baby's body. And... And because of that, things were hard. Like, I couldn't walk until I was, like, 15 because my head was... I don't think you can
edit
that.
We got it. Okay, we'll go from the start. Last try, and then we're moving on, and no more breaking.
I don't normally get serious on here, but I wanted to talk about when I was... born, I had this medical condition. It's like a really complicated medical name, but the doctors nicknamed it Lollipop Head.
What I say, it's so funny. Oh, I had it that time. Yeah, it's always one person. Okay, one more for Lollipop Head. Well, I want to see it on TikTok.
This is a serious. We don't normally get serious, but I wanted to talk about to kind of raise awareness. When I was born, I had this condition. It's got a really complicated medical name, but it's basically the doctors nicknamed it Lollipop Head. It's where the baby has a baby-sized body, but the head... Alex.
Alex is dying off camera.
I'll pick it up.
I don't know if you'll be able to, bro.
No, I got it. So it's basically I had this size head on a baby's body, and it makes everything difficult. Like the neck really strains. And I couldn't walk till I was like 15 because my head, I'd have to drag it behind me like some kind of fucking wheelbarrow, you know? No, we can't do it.
We're not going to do it. It's too funny. It's too funny.
Any other stories?
Lollipop Head.
Well, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Oh shit. I am not prepared. I was thinking that. I put all my fucking effort and money into proposing. Should have doubled up.
Yeah, should have done on Valentine's Day. Fuck. You've done it close enough that I don't think you need to do anything.
Yeah, I think we'll do something low-key.
Yeah.
You got any plans?
No.
I'm
going to go jam, I think, with the boys down Wollongong.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Is it, though? It's
You're a fiancé now.
She got a ring. What's she need?
Flowers. Get her some
flowers. I'll get some flowers.
Yeah, there you go.
Supermarket, cheap.
Yeah.
$25.
Don't say that. She'll never know. Okay, yeah.
What are you doing, Alex? As the single Lothario in the crew.
He's doing fucking beach poetry at Feminist Night. Oh, you weren't here for your song. I got AI to write you a song. Were you here for that?
No, he was gone.
No, I was.
Oh, maybe you just listened.
What are you doing? Are you seeing a special someone at the moment?
Yeah, I'm dating.
Are you going to do something special for Valentine's
Day? I actually do have tonight.
Oh.
Some cheeses.
Oh, two cheeses in a Tupperware container. Are you going to read them?
What no, type I was just of showing everybody. What it looks like cheese? Some vintage red Leicester mm-hmm. and some King Island like cheddar.
That's cute. What are you going to have it on?
Hand?
Hand? You got crackers?
Yeah, do you bring crackers?
No, she's just been in Adelaide, and so she got a nice bottle of red wine, apparently.
So you're going to put cheese in red wine?
Where's the crackers?
I don't want to get...
You don't want to get her fat. Only dairy for you, honey. No fucking carbs.
No. So. I actually didn't think of that.
What do you mean you didn't think of crackers?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
Right, he's going to be karate chopping them with his hand and then eating them off the fingers.
Yeah.
It's fine. Cheese is good, bro. You don't need it.
I think you need crackers. I think that's an integral part.
But where are you eating them at? At hers,
yeah,
bus stop. Well,
she'll have crackers.
Yeah.
Not everyone has crackers in a share house. Crackers are crack, dude. You can't leave crackers around.
I used to eat Jats as like a meal, bro.
Yeah,
full meal. Jats, packet of Jats.
Someone had Jats. You were like, "Fuck! Did you just get paid, bro?"
Yeah,
you know
true.
Those times. I'd be like fucking pasta with just tomatoes in it, like not sauce, just tomatoes. You know, I'm just crying.
What are you doing tomatoes, bro? Richie McRich.
Tin tomatoes.
Yeah, I've done that actually. Yes. I used to love that.
It's all right.
I was a weirdo.
It's very bland. You need like a lot of cheese or something.
I would do 2 minute noodles with tinned tomatoes.
Really? I've never done that.
Well, I didn't want to like wait 11 minutes to cook up pasta.
It is long.
I'm hungry now, mummy.
So you're Valentine's-ing tonight.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll do a dinner tomorrow. I got a friend of mine gave me his recipe for ceviche. It's like raw fish, Peruvian style. You cook it with
sounds
the lime and
fucking disgusting.
He said, "Guaranteed leg spreader."
I don't know. Does she like raw fish? I feel like that's very. That sounds
yeah. Also,
fishy.
You give her like food poisoning.
Mm. No,
hopefully not.
Well, I'm saying there's more chance of food poisoning from raw fish than raw jats
or raw dog.
Oh, roll dog, hello. did you have an article or something you were going to talk about? Is that why you brought up?
Yeah, I want to ask what you thought about it, what your plans were, and then I have a Valentine's Mad Lib. It's called A Summer Love Story.
Let's do it. Let's Mad Lib, baby.
Okay, so first of all, I need an adjective.
I'm not good at these. What's
I don't know what it means,
describing
bro.
Word. A describing word.
Cheesy.
Okay. Then a verb. It's a doing.
Thrusting.
Nice.
Okay. Another verb?
Genociding.
Ooh.
It's not really a verb, is it?
Chopping.
Chopping, yeah.
Don't you need to be funny? Or not? It'll just be funny in the end.
Proper name?
What?
What?
Like
a name.
Of someone's name. Alex.
Okay. length of time.
2 minutes.
Okay, a body part?
Cock.
Gooch.
Gooch, okay.
Underarm.
Gooch.
How do you spell gooch?
G-O-O-C-H.
Ah, yes. Okay. An interjection.
What the fuck is that? Is that when you need a strepsil?
Like you interject something.
What? Or injection, like a needle. Heroin.
Like you interject, like you know, in while
like interrupt
speaking.
Someone.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Okay. Yeah. Superlative. So that means like biggest. It ends with EST. Smallest. Whitest.
Handsomest. No good.
Yep.
No.
A place.
Ulla Dulla. We're going there on tour.
We're going there on tour.
An adverb, so quickly, quietly, L-Y usually.
Bill Cosby-esque.
What are all these words, bro?
Okay, only a few more. Noun.
I don't know what a noun is.
Just things, objects.
Oh, 30 centimeter ruler. Is that too specific?
Food?
No, perfect. Cheese.
Did we already had cheesy though?
Yeah. That's right. Oh, it's about cheese. His Valentine.
What about tomatoes?
Okay, a plural animal.
Doggies.
What was the one that had the cocaine?
Oh, bears.
Cocaine bear.
Okay. A noun.
I've already forgot what it is. A thing?
Yeah.
Hairbrush.
Nice.
I was looking at your beautiful hair. I'm like, you could use a brush.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
A number?
69.
Yeah. A verb?
69.
69ing, I guess.
Yep.
An adjective? A describing word?
Hairy.
Hairy, and then a salutation. So goodbye, hello, whatever.
Fuck off.
Okay. All right, that's
eat
it.
Eat shit, dickweed.
Fuck off.
Eat shit, dickweed.
Shit, dickweed. All right, sweet. Yes. All right, okay. Would one of you like to read it out, or shall I read it out?
I want you to read it.
I want you to read it out.
It was a cheesy summer afternoon when he thrust by me and said, "Hey." My eyes were chopping as my heartbeat fluttered. In an instant, I knew that Alex and I would love each other for 2 minutes. "Hey," I said back. Then he looked deep into my gooch and replied, "Cunt, you are the handsomest girl I've ever seen." We sat in Ulladulla and stared at each other for hours, and his hand was Bill Cosby-esque, and it touched my hand, and sparks flew. We talked about cheese and other important details of our lives.
That's pretty good.
No. We talked about 30 centimeter rulers and other important details of our lives. He loved cheese and cocaine bear almost as much as I loved him. He offered to show me his hairbrush collection for 69 days. We talked in 69. The warm summer days turned hairy and he had to leave. I didn't even get to say, "Fuck off." Eat shit, dickweed.
That's beautiful. Wow. That's going to be your day tomorrow. That's so cute. Oh, what a day to be alive, huh?
Yeah.
Frenchie looks like he's ready for bed.
I'm mid-hangover. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
It just hit me.
Yep, 6:30, that'll do it.
6:30.
Yep.
Well, thank you for another great week, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Get yourself
some $25 flowers or for your loved one from Coles, maybe the discount section.
Go out and lube up a stranger. If you're single. If you're not, lube up your partner. Have some fun.
Yeah.
With your gifts, with your love. With your appreciation. Say, "You're my Valentine's. I hope I never have to murder you." You beautiful soul. The end.